All right, let's get a dissenting opinion here. Give me number eight. Put number eight on here. I think he wants to mix it up a little bit. Ron, we always provide the spotlight for dissenting opinions and contrasting views. Go ahead, friend. You got the light.
Okay. I happen to agree with the attorneys and Tom because, I mean, I've been listening to every show of yours. I've been called in on your second show. And, you know what I was looking for? The Dave Lee Roth and the California Girls video. That kind of craziness. I mean, I'm your target market, you know, the 30 and above. And we're looking for, we certainly don't want you to be the O'Reilly factor.
Okay, probably what you were looking for was your youth. And that you remember a benchmark that was very visual, and that hopefully I get off the bus 10 or 20 years later a different person than who got on the bus. Otherwise, why go through all the politics and the noise and the life experience and all the drama and everything that we do as artists if you can't develop? Perhaps I have the same curse as Miles Davis. His famous saying was, I'm cursed. I have to change. Those of us who do change, sometimes we fail, and sometimes we have a resounding success. Sometimes we disappear for a long time in the middle, and then we come back with something even bigger and better here. And I do not apologize for not being the exact same person that you saw in a video 20 years ago. The sense of humor is still here. It just has a little teeth to it. I sense like yours. What do you think?
Well, let's face it. It's partially a business. You've been handed a 15 million people audience. And I thought from
stop right there. I was not handed any audience. Howard Stern left with his audience intact. God bless him. And I take a little umbrage when people say, I don't care about Howard. I do. And I think he left with his audience, and now he's creating an international market that's starting with the United States. My audience started with one person. That's it. Could have been you. Maybe it was Sasha. But either way, it started with one person, and it's going to take at least a year before you can even judge and start formatting, okay, we have ideas, and all the ideas are going to be everything that we've done before. You agree or disagree?
To some extent, I agree, because I was a loyal Howard Stern listener.
Then why are you listening to me every single day, and why don't you spring for the Sirius Radio Connect up and stick with him? He's a brother. He's a contemporary.
I do listen to you every day, and I'm waiting for a little more, something different. And it's not, like I said, listening when you talk about politics. I certainly can't listen to. Because when you know, most people are not very interesting. I mean, that's why they're not on the radio.
No, I think probably you don't see yourself as very interesting, and you want me to play down to that level, okay? My job here is to cause people to think, people to react, to cause conflict, to cause controversy, and do it all with a great big sense of humor here. My sense of humor isn't always funny, though. Did you ever notice that some of the best jokes really don't have punchlines? They cause you to squirm a little bit. That's the kind of humor you remember for the rest of your life. Or we can go with, why did the chicken cross the road? We can do, and I can bring a chick in a bikini. I guarantee you she won't look even half as hot as Sasha.
David, my sense would be, and as I said, I'm a businessman, and maybe I'm not particularly interesting. That's not particularly important. I think what I'm looking for, and I think I probably speak for that demographic that they're interested in, for you to be talking about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I mean, we obviously disagree on this, but that's the way I feel. And I
was told that those subjects are not poignant, that those are broad-based, generic subjects, because we deal with sex, drugs, and rock and roll flagrantly here. Every single day we touch on some element of those subjects, and I was told, no, those aren't newsworthy items. That in fact, and this comes from my program director, Mark Chernoff, that we need to read the news in a timely fashion. Okay, Barry Bonds supposedly did steroid use. There's your news. Now I'm supposed to talk about it. Okay, and then we're going to move on after a few minutes, and then we're going to pick a topic. But the topic should be something along the lines of, who wore what at the Oscars? That's a quote from the meeting yesterday. Who wore what? Who said what to who at the Oscars, okay? Those subjects that you're asking for, those have been just pretty much amputated there under very strong advisement under the eyes of lawyers, okay? So I don't know if I can really help you there and still satisfy the management. They seem to disagree with you.
No, I'm sure, like I said, I'm probably very equivalent to those managers. I'm sure we don't disagree. Talking about the Oscars would be fun, okay?
Who cares about the Oscars? I want to know why Reese Witherspoon is popular. I don't care who won. I want to know what the movie meant. I want to know why they made the movie. I don't care who wore what on the red carpet. There are people who are much more adept and a lot more hilarious at dishing stars and what they wore or what kind of automobile they arrived in here. My issues are, why is Johnny Cash a hero? Not that I believe he's not, but I think that's an interesting quote there. Is he a hero because of a cool haircut? How important is a cool haircut to a hero? Would Johnny Cash have been as popular as... And on and on and on. These are real questions. You don't hear people usually ask them because it forces you to think a little bit. Not think like a civics lesson. This is not math class. But think like you do with your friends at the local drinking establishment. I want to argue a little bit.
Okay, but at this local drinking establishment, we don't talk about Johnny Cash.
Well, then you know what?
Maybe.
Then,
you know?
What do you talk about? Brokeback Mountain?
No. But, you know, to talk
hey, there's that old Diamond Dave humor.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, turn to rock and roll, you're the greatest.
You know what? This argument is part and parcel of exactly what you were asking for, right? A belligerently enthusiastic confrontational attitude, a fist-to-face discussion. I like you. Give us a call back again sometime, friend. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Break with a little bit of music. White Tiger. And don't forget, in about 10 minutes or so, King Ted Nugent is going to be calling us up, and we're going to be discussing a lot of these broad-based generic topics that nobody's interested in, supposedly. I think it's the stuff everybody's buying into. I don't care if Larry Bonds used steroids. I would have if they were available. It's the end of the news story. Sasha, you have an inquisitive look. Go ahead. Tell me what you're thinking.
I do, because we do talk about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but I think that you give the sex and the drugs like a voice. Like you give... I hate to refer to myself as like a sexual whatever, like the sexy intern.
No, please do.
But you give me a voice, whereas Howard was just sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay, well, he's got a focus, and he's very open about that. He says, I run a blue show. I don't.
Right.
I run a social science class out of control. This is when the teacher leaves, what we really talk about, okay? This is my version of spring break. And for me, spring break was a very long time ago, young lady. There's an adult way to do it and have even more sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of fun here. And yeah, I do give you a voice. Instead of the traditional traffic woman, the woman who reads traffic, or the traditional weather woman, or the traditional, hey, it's 22 degrees outside and it's 10:15. How about you, Bob? Instead of that kind of a thing, no, you're 21 years old. How often does a 51-year-old like me get a voice from a generation like yours, or a voice like Alberto's? It comes from a whole neighborhood that's different, or a voice like Animals. Completely different neighborhoods. And we talk about all the same subjects that everybody else does, but we don't dummy down.
Right.
We don't simplify. Just like we don't when we're with our friends. And when somebody does overprop up, hey, we call each other on it. How many times have I said, oh, turn that microphone off? It's gotten me in a lot of trouble here. But I think this is a lot closer to, excuse me, here comes an ethnic saying, keeping it real, y'all. Let's take another call here. Go ahead. Hook them up there. Roth Radio. David Lee, large and in charge. Who's on?
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Listen, I'm a 54-year-old music teacher in a middle school, in a basically a very ethnic school. And I have to tell you that in the past weeks listening to you, I've gotten more out of your program than I've gotten on any radio station that is on the dial.
Wow. Thank you very much. That means a lot to me, my friend. What's the age group of the music students that you instruct?
Well, I work in a school that's all 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
And what's the background? Is black, Spanish speaking, Asian? What do you got
black
there?
Black and Hispanic.
I love it. The best place. That's the great start for anything. And
But the thing is that talking through you, or listening to you, I get so much as far as rock history and a touch of some of the intelligence in rock and roll that people don't realize, you know, is there. I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, rock and rollers are just these... heads that just, yap their mouths and stuff. And,
that's primarily the rhythm section they're referring to, but please continue.
But, I just want to let you know that, Chisano, I don't know what he's talking about, I listened to the other show for, you know, 15 years. And I have to tell you, in the past couple of months, I've gotten way more out of your show than any other one. And when you were away that one week, when they had all that other dribble on and so forth, it just made me nuts. I said, you know, I want David to come back.
Hey, thank you so much. That means a tremendous amount to me, my friend. You know, this stuff can be addictive. It's not as addictive as vice, but if you give me a couple of weeks, it's forever.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings. WYSB Philadelphia, your home for the David Lee Roth Show mornings.